Welcome. We invite you to enjoy this Word Alive message with Pastor Edwin E. Ford of Crossroads for Life Ministries, a voice in the next move of God. We know you'll be blessed by this spoken word of God as we tune into today's message.
Joshua, the third chapter. Minister Gov, you know, some words are easy. And when I say easy, that God will give you little blues clues and stuff like that. But then there are some words that you're going to have to travail with God a while with. And we know going into a new season, we want something that's from the mouth of God. But how many know everything that comes out of his mouth is good? James said, every good and perfect gift comes from above, down from the Father of light, within whom there is no variance, no challenge, or no chance of change. Hallelujah. Our God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. It's not what he says, it's what you do with what he says. If you hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God diligently, he will bless you. Joshua, the third chapter, beginning at verse number 1, then Joshua rose early in the morning, and they set out from Achaia Grove and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they crossed over. So it was after 3 days that the officers went through the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God, I'm going to say that again. When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. Isn't that a message all by itself? Tell your neighbor, keep your eyes on the word. Keep your eyes on the word. Glory to God. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know the way by which you must go. For you have not, listen, I don't care what you've been through in your past. I don't care what 2023 may have presented unto you, what God has for you. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, and neither has it entered the hearts of men. You have not. This ain't the same old, this ain't business as usual. God's about to do a new thing. You have not passed, glory to God. He says, you have not passed this way before. And Joshua said to his people, because you're about to go into a new place and a new season of your life, I need you to do something you may have never done before. Sanctify yourselves. It's time for the church to separate itself. You can't go in with all that junk in your trunk. There are some things you're going to have to cut off. There are some things that you're going to have to exercise out of your life if you're going to go over to the other side. I'm sorry you can't bring Bubba them and Mama them and Brother them. God says sanctify yourself. Well, how do you do that, Pastor? By what you're doing today. Sanctify them with the truth. Thy word is, see, that word is going to separate you from the crowd. That word is going to make the difference in your life. While they're sick, you're going to be healed. While they're broke, you're going to be blessed. While you come on, while they're going crazy, you're going to have, I'm telling you, neighbor, sanctify, sanctify. I'm trying to get ready for this here. For tomorrow, about 12:01 tonight, that's tomorrow, right? For tomorrow, glory to God. Somebody better look at your watch and say, it's coming, it's coming. For tomorrow, glory to God, the Lord will do. I'm already excited about tonight. He said, by tomorrow, when that TikTok call off today, I'm going to do wonders in your life. I'm going to give you something called strange favor. I'm not talking about favor that everybody else can relate to, you know, with cars and houses and bus. No, no, no. God's finna give me some strange favor. I ain't never seen God bless like that before. I ain't never seen God. That's some strange. Hey, I'm about to get some strange favor. This don't make no sense what I'm about to get. This don't, hallelujah. This is totally ridiculous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I'm about to do wonders among you. Then Joshua spoke to the priest, saying, take up the Ark of the Covenant and cross over before the people. So they took up the Ark of the Covenant and went before the people. If you look at verse number 4, he says, do not come near it, that ye may know the way by which you must, go, for you have not passed this way before. I got a question to ask you today. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, oh neighbor, where do we go from here? That's what I want to ask you today. Where do we go? I ain't been here before, God. It's something I've been here before, but God, I need a GPS. I need some navigation. I don't know how to get. I've never been to this city before, God, so I need to know. Since I'm in a new place, in a new land, I need to know, where do we go from here? God, I'm ready for my blessing, but I need some direction. Father God, we thank you today, God, in this time. We pray that you will think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords. Let it be none of me and all of you today. And it's in Jesus' name, God, I pray that you sanctify and consecrate this season. God, we want to thank you, God, that death did not steal and rob from us this year, God. And I want to bless you for that, because you didn't have to rebuke the death angel. You gave us another chance, God, to give you some glory. So to God be the glory for the things he has done today and forevermore. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God a New Year's praise. Hallelujah. 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 Look at somebody say, where do we go from here? You may be seated in the house of God. Give me a few moments today, and we're going to be out of here, as promised, for we are all fascinated with the word new. This word is welcome. It's the welcome mat at all of our heart's door, and brings a smile on our face when we hear the word new. We like new. It's that secondhand stuff that bothers us. New car, new house, new job, new man and woman. We like new. But God is the giver of many wonderful new things. He is the God of a new start. He's the God of new beginnings. And we now stand today at the door of another new beginning. A new year filled with new possibilities and new opportunities. 12 new months. 52 new weeks, 8,600 new hours, 60 new hours, 525,000 new minutes. Hey, God, 365 new days, 31,536,000 new seconds, everyone of which is God's gift to us. I like it when you put it in seconds. That's a whole lot of stuff he's giving us that's new. Everyone of which is, who are children of God, we see here as the children of Israel. It had been a long time since Moses led them out of Egyptian bondage. Through four whole decades of wandering in a wilderness. And finally, they find themselves at the eastern bank of the Jordan River, just opposite the land of promise. It was now crossover time. Somebody says crossover time. It's now crossover time. It's whenever you see that, when God is about to bring you over into something new, it also represents for us a time of decision. A time to decide once and for all to go on with God or to be content to stay back down with the past. I'm going to say that again. Whenever God brings you to a place of crossover, it's a time of decision. And the decision is you can stay here or you can go with me. And so New Year's does not give us anything that you have not decided to be a part of. It was for the children of Israel what we know in America as D-Day. I call it not D-Day militarily, but D-Day spiritually. It's due day. It's time to do what you said. The Bible said faith without works is dead. It's a time to cross over the Jordan. And this is significant. Because the Jordan represents scripturally a figure of our death with Christ. So what that made me to know is this here. If you're going to cross over into a new season with God, you've got to die to yourself. Okay, y'all hear me? Many times people are looking for new, but there has to be a death of old before there can be a resurrection of new. If we're going to see this new season and this new day in God, what have you laid down before you pick up what God has for you? See, a lot of Christians, I wonder why they never cross over, because they never get their lives right with God. I said, God, why is it that every year we go around the same circle? He said, but you got to understand what Jordan represents. If you're going to cross over Jordan, if you're going to cross over symbolically into the promised land, you got to be a child of promise. The promised land are for the promised people. So if you have not been born again, if you have not given your life to Christ, if you have not gotten your affairs in order, you have no admission to the promised land. The promised land was for the heirs of God. If you remember in this journey, a whole generation of people died in the wilderness because God did not permit them to go into the promised land. And there's a lot of people today that God said, you're going to have to get some things straight into your life. You're going to have to get your life in order. You can't go in the promised land in this kind of condition. That was a type and shadow to the church today, because a lot of Christians are wanting and desiring to have the benefits of the promise, but you don't want to get your life in order. You have not been born again. Jesus said, if you're going to come into my kingdom, you must be born again. I know we don't talk about that a whole lot, but if you're going to, but we're feeding people a lie. You're feeling them deception to think that they can stay as they are. You can come as you are, but you can't stay as you are. There are some things you just can't come. The promised land is also a type of heaven. You can't go to heaven. Glory to God. This is a narrow road that God is asking us to travel on. And he says, if you're going to go into this land, I've already weeded out everything that's not supposed to be here. And so those who are supposed to be here, when you go across Jordan, lets you know that you're coming into your new covenant with me. Oh, I know that was too much for that. because everybody's going to come back tonight and everybody's going to have their whistles and bells and they don't even know. You can't even get on the boat. Double Dutch bus coming down the street, moving real fast. You about to shuffle your feet. Get on board. You better pay your fare because if you're going to get a double Dutch blessing this year, you're going to have to give your life to Christ. Hallelujah. Yeah, well, I ain't got many amens on that. This transition, there's this crossover that now that they're about to go over. And he says unto them, he says like unto us, as he says unto Joshua, we too have not passed this way before. To begin the conquest and possession new opportunities is something that we've never experienced in our life before. Crossover can be a very traumatic time. They had gotten used to the wilderness. But why did the Lord have me to give this message before tonight? Because there are a lot of people, even though God's got something good for them, it's hard to transition when you get used to the wilderness. You have become content with not having. You'd rather be miserable. And it's hard to get people out of stuff they like, even if it's bad. Some people just like raising hell. They like struggle. And God told them in Deuteronomy, he says, you dwell on this mount too long now. You've asphyxiated. You're shrinking instead of growing. When your muscles begin to atrophy, it lets you know that it's been dormant too long and now it's beginning to shrink because of lack of usage. That's why prayer is so hard for you. Because you ain't prayed in so long. And if I got to pray, I just stay where I'm at. If I got to pass, I'll stay sick. Don't worry about it. And so when you have to, it becomes a shock for some when they come into a new season and God's requiring new things. It's traumatic to them. It's like their whole life. You would think as Christians, they live this way all the time. But because they've gotten so used to the wilderness lifestyle. That's what I believe that's the challenge now with after post-COVID season. God is trying to bring us back into a new season, but we can't get them out the house. They've gotten used to the wilderness. They got used to being at home and away from the temple. Now you're trying to get them to come back into the place of God. And this is traumatic. You're getting a lot of resistance. They don't want to do that anymore because they've gotten comfortable. They begin to succumb to their own circumstances. People are dying not because it's their time. They're dying because they've gotten used to, and they don't want to do anything else to get better. We get comfortable holding on to the past. New Year's Day provides us a crossover moment, an opportunity again to step out of our comfort zones and into new beginnings. Crossover times can be caused by a myriad of things. For some, it could be death of a loved one. That causes us to cross over from grief unto joy. And the reason why it's a crossover time, anytime you want to identify this, you're at a crossover place because you have not been there before. If you ever want to know your crossover moments and transitions in your life, it's places you've never been before. Some of you have never been sick before. Some of you, I'm not talking about sick you can get over in 2 days. I'm talking about sickness that has an infinite number of days. Some of you have never had to struggle in your finances before. That you don't know where your next meal may be coming from. We're living in an epidemic of homelessness. Not because people are not working, because houses are too high. You got a job, and even with a job, you still can't get a home. God is saying, even in the midst of that, tell them, no matter where they are, how impossible it may look, tell them it's time to cross over. I don't care how impossible what's facing you may look, tell them it's time to cross over. We ask the question, God, where do we go? He says, tell him it's time to cross over onto the other side. Jesus challenges us today as he challenged his disciple back in the book of Mark when he commanded them to get in the ship and go to the other side. I come to challenge the church today and let you know Jesus is telling us time. Tell him to get in the ship. What is the ship? The fellowship. It's time to get back in the ship, church. We've been outside too long. We've been standing on the docks too long now. It's time to go to the other side. I know it's uncomfortable. I know you've been there. You done got fixated. You done got used to being that way. I'd rather just be here. I don't care about nothing anymore. I used to want to be better, but I don't want to be better. No, but no matter. If you're going to survive in this season, you got to get back in the ship. Listen what I'm trying to tell you. The enemy has come down in great wrath. We can take the option if you want to, but there is a season that is coming to a rapid, quick close. And this is now pivotal that you get in the ship. Glory to God. Lord knows if you stay in that place, you won't make it here. He says it's time to get back in your place in God. It's time to get back in your, no. You've been sitting, you've been in the grandstands cheering for everybody else. God said, I don't need no more cheerleaders now. We're running short of players. We need somebody to help fight, win the game now. Glory to God. Everybody can't carry pom-poms. Everybody, come on. Everybody can't be shout. Somebody got to get down and do some fighting. Hallelujah. It's time to fight the good fight of faith. Glory to God. You done rested too long. You've been in here 40 years. It's time now for you to cross over and take your rightful place in God. Sick no more. Broke no more. Depressed no more. Tell your neighbor, it's crossover time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wherever you lead, I'll follow. I'll follow wherever you lead, but I'm going to the other side. Martin Luther King, who first penned this message title years ago, right before he died. This was right one of the last books he wrote. He wrote this book, Where Do We Go From Here? Glory to God. We've got our civil rights. We got our right to vote now, but things still ain't right. Things still ain't the way it's supposed to be. We're still underpaid, underemployed, undervalued. I can't stay like this no more. Martin Luther King erupted the kingdom of hell because he's about to give the people of God instructions. Where do we go from here? I'm not satisfied with just getting out. I ain't gonna be happy till I go in. I'm ready to go in into my wealthy place. I'm ready to be healed. I'm ready to be delivered, and I'm ready to be set free. I've been wandering too long. I'm sorry, boo-boo.
Thank you for listening to this powerful message of Jesus Christ. Please join us for one of our life-changing services. Service times are Sunday at 10:30 a.m. Thursday night Bible study begins at 7 p.m. For more information on this ministry, log on to crossroadsforlife.com. And as always, remember, choose life.